This is Akashvani. The news read by Ramya. The Cabinet Committee on Security, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today met in New Delhi and took stock of the situation in Bangladesh. The meeting was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and others. As violence gripped Bangladesh amid ongoing student protests, several reports indicated today that Sheikh Hasina has resigned as the country's Prime Minister and left the country in a military helicopter. Army Chief General Waqar Uz-Zaman today announced that an interim government will be formed to run the country. Bangladeshi media reported that PM Hasina left for a safer place after hundreds of protesters stormed Gono Bhavan, the official residence of the Prime Minister in Dhaka. In a televised address to the nation, Bangladesh Army Chief General Waqar Uz-Zaman urged the countrymen to remain patient and maintain peace. Around 100 people were killed and over 1,000 injured in the clashes that took place between the police and the protesters on Sunday. Air India has cancelled the scheduled operation of its flights to and from Dhaka with immediate effect. In a statement, Air India said it is continuously monitoring the situation and is extending support to passengers with confirmed bookings for travel to and from Dhaka with a one-time waiver on rescheduling and cancellation charges. Passengers can call Air India's 24/7 contact centre at 011-6932-9333 and 011-6932-9999 for more information. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government will keep working for the people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and fulfil their aspirations in the coming times. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Today, on 5th of August, the Parliament had decided to abrogate Articles 370 and 35A, which was a watershed moment in the nation's history." He said it was the start of a new era of progress and prosperity in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. The Prime Minister said the Constitution of India was implemented in these places in letter and spirit, in line with the vision of the great men and women who made the Constitution. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Suva, the capital city of Fiji, tomorrow and take part in official engagements. She will hold bilateral meetings with the President of Fiji and address the Fijian Parliament. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continued for the fifth day in the disaster-affected areas of Kedar Ghati, including Kedarnath Dham, located in the Rudraprayag district of the state. So far, more than 10,000 people have been rescued safely. As soon as the weather cleared this morning, people were airlifted by the Army's Mi-17 and Chinook helicopters. The airlifted devotees and local people were landed at Chardham helipad and Gauchar. NDRF Commandant Sudesh Kumar said that the relief and rescue operation going on in Kedar Ghati is likely to be completed by tomorrow. The National Commission for Women has inaugurated the Digital Shakti Centre to combat cyber crimes against women in New Delhi today. The centre is a dedicated facility that aims at raising awareness about cyber crimes. It will provide essential technical support for registering and addressing complaints. The Commission emphasised that with the alarming rise in cyber crimes, such as identity theft, cyber stalking and sexual exploitation, this initiative is crucial in empowering women to navigate and protect themselves in the digital world. It said that, building on the success of its Digital Shakti campaign, which was launched in 2018, the centre will offer expert guidance to ensure timely and effective resolution of cybercrime complaints. The Supreme Court today announced that Delhi Lieutenant Governor LG has the power to nominate aldermen to the Municipal Corporation of Delhi, MCD, without the aid and advice of the Council of Ministers from the Delhi government. The bench of Justices P.S. Narasimha and P.V. Sanjay Kumar held that the Delhi Municipal Corporation Act 1957 gives the Delhi LG the explicit power to nominate aldermen without any requirement to concern the Council of Ministers. At Paris Olympics, in table tennis event, Indian women's team including Manika Batra, Srija Akula and Archana Kamat beat the Romanian team by 3-2 in the pre-quarterfinal match. In badminton, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen missed out on a historic Olympic medal as he lost to Malaysia's Li Zijia in the bronze medal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.